Could forcing supermarkets to charge a fixed profit margin on all goods create fairness for shoppers and suppliers alike? And that's one expert's suggestion for curbing alleged price gouging by the two big chains, which control 95% of the market in New Zealand. Ruth Hill reports.
The Canterbury town of Waimate, midway between Timaru and Oamaru, has about 3,000 people, pretty Edwardian architecture, boutique wineries, and even a mildly famous population of wild wallabies, but it only boasts one supermarket. Waimate resident Alan says it's a 90-kilometre round trip for locals if they want to shop cheaper.
We'd save about $15 by going through to Timaru, which is about the price of the fuel, probably, or a little bit less than the price of the fuel. Or if we go to Pack and Save in Timaru, we could probably save 20, maybe 25.
The draft findings from the Commerce Commission inquiry, published in July, found New Zealanders have the sixth highest food prices in the OECD. And the supermarket industry in New Zealand rakes in about $22 billion a year. 95% of the market sits in the hands of just two companies, Foodstuffs, which owns the brands Foursquare, New World and Pack and Save, and the Australian-owned chain Woolworths, which owns Countdown, Super Value and Fresh Choice. The Commerce Commission says the two big chains have persistently high profits, and smaller players should get better access to cheaper wholesale prices. As for a third big player coming in, consultant and analyst Chris Wilkinson from First Retail Group doubts any big international chains are keen.
For a competitor to come into this market, which is already well established and in many ways quite advanced in the way that it is being delivered, it is a real challenge. And more so, it's actually economically, it's not such a strong proposition for many of the big players overseas.
The American multinational Costco is opening its first New Zealand warehouse in Auckland next year. That will focus on bulk buying, but Chris Wilkinson says that doesn't reflect the coming trend for food shopping.
Where we're going to see consumers go in the future, they're going to be eating less, they're going to be eating better, they will end up paying more for their products. So it's not about volume, it's about quality. And that I think, is going to be where our consumers are going to lead us in the future.
For beneficiaries and others on low income, a high price can simply mean an empty plate. Food banks around the country have experienced record demand as COVID lockdowns have eaten into earnings and household budgets. Lieutenant Colonel Ian Hudson from the Salvation Army says kids in Auckland who usually rely on school breakfasts and lunches are going hungry in lockdown.
Food often is the first thing that goes missing anyway because they have to pay rent, power in the winter and so forth. They don't have the flexibility, and then if the price is overpriced, they just start going without, and that's why we start to get the pressure in our food banks and so forth.
The Commerce Commission also wants a mandatory code of conduct to protect suppliers in their negotiations with the big chains. However, Otago University marketing academic Robert Hamlin says that will be impossible to police. He's advocating a system where supermarkets can only charge a fixed markup on every product and it's made public.
It's not only completely transparent to the supplier, it's completely transparent to the consumer, and it is also completely transparent to the law and the regulator, because you can then say, well, look, you're advertising a 50% markup on your window. I sold you this tin of baked beans for a buck and you've got it on the shelves for a buck 80. Well, it ought to be a buck 50.
Neither Woolworths nor Foodstuffs would be interviewed for this story. Both say they support some of the Commission's draft recommendations, including a mandatory code to ensure suppliers get a fair go, an industry standard on pricing, and scrapping restrictive land covenants and leases. However, they insist their profit margins are much more modest than those claimed by the Commission. Following a COVID-related delay, the Commission's 10-day Grocery Market Study virtual conference begins today, with its final report now due in March.